Welcome to Soul Wellness with Kristen, where we get into the nitty-gritty of various holistic modalities and explore exactly how they help you heal. I'm your host, Kristen, and I invite you to join me on this enlightening expedition where we explore the connection between mind, body, and spirit. In each episode, we'll talk in depth with holistic providers, medical professionals, therapists, and healers. Our goal is to empower you with knowledge, inspire you with stories of resilience, and provide practical tools that you can integrate into your daily life. So, find a comfortable space and join us as we explore the multifaceted world of holistic wellness. Get ready to learn how to improve every aspect of your life and simply feel good. The adventure begins now. Thank you for joining us today. I have the pleasure of speaking with Sandra Harris, who is my best friend from childhood. We met in the sixth grade, and I'm so excited to have her on this podcast. Sandra is a regression hypnotherapist, and I am excited for you to tell us more about past life regression. So welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
We're going to have a good time. Tell me how you got interested in this modality in the first place.
I think for me, as a young girl, always being afraid of death really opened up my spiritual awakening and reading lots of books and taking classes. And one class in particular, I think there was a time that I was meditating every night for like a whole year, just trying to connect and trying to get any kind of message, vision, anything. And I go to take a workshop down in Charlotte, and it was to meet your spirit guides. And I didn't realize it at the time, but when she did the guided meditation, she actually counted us down. And I became one with the chair, and I was so relaxed. And my meditation, I saw all my spirit guides. I could
Wow.
see them. I could hear the names. And I went home and drew their pictures when I got home. And I'm like, wow, what did she do? And I continued to take these classes with her for probably 2 years. I was going every Wednesday, and every night she would teach us something amazing, and then the second half of the class she would do a guided meditation where she would count us down, and I had these amazing experiences. And it was so different than, you know, going to a psychic and having a reading and them telling about your past lives or your messages from your guides or angels, but to experience it yourself
mm-hmm.
and to know that, you know, it's not somebody's making it up, that this resonates with you, you know it to be true.
Wow.
And that was what was so cool about hypnosis and being able to offer that for people.
Because it's therapeutic on some level, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Just to know that you're not alone and that you never die, you're always connected, you always have guides and angels and loved ones all around you, and you're just truly never alone. So yeah, beautiful. But then it was years later, just a search and a need to want to be able to help and offer a service. I wanted to be able to be of service for others, to help others. And what was my gift and how could I do this? And it was through a friend of mine, her name's Anna Flowers, that she offers Akashic Record readings. And every time I would go, I'd get a little piece of information about trying to help with specifically souls coming into our planet at this time that are maybe not from our planet. Some people call them star seeds, but I think there are a lot of souls that are coming here at this time as the earth is ascending and we need this help. So they volunteer and they come, but maybe it's a planet that they've never had a whole lot of lives on. So they have a hard time adapting or adjusting to the vibration and frequencies on planet Earth. And what I got through these messages and readings with Anna is something called imprintation, and I had never heard of this, and when I tried to research it, I only found two people that spoke about imprintation, and that was Dolores Cannon, who is a, you know, past yeah. life regressionist, and another lady, Wendy Kennedy. Anyways, so when I studied imprintation, I realized it was imprinting a life of another soul onto your own. Since we're all one and we're all connected, sharing your lives with another is available for everyone. So someone that hasn't had a whole lot of lives on Earth, before they incarnate, they can actually imprint other souls who have had many lives on Earth and take one of those lives and imprint it onto their own blueprint. And therefore, when they come into Earth, they can adjust and adapt easier, right? So that it's not so heavy or difficult. And so what I realized through the readings with Anna, she was telling me that a lot of these souls, they imprint several lives, and they come down here and then they go, gosh, this is a lot harder than I thought. I should have imprinted some more lives to help me adjust and adapt to this new world, to this new planet of Earth. And so that's something that I can offer a lot of people too, is that they can, those that feel like they're lost or they long for a home that they don't know what it is, or they're just feel like Earth is really difficult and hard to live on. I think those can come in and have a past life regression, because whether it's your past life or another soul's, we're all one, it doesn't matter. But you can imprint and overlay these lives onto your own so that after a session you can walk out with a slightly different perspective, and life doesn't have to be so difficult. But it can also be just gaining a strength, or if someone wants to feel powerful or be more empowered, have more strength or courage, we can imprint a life that did live, a life that had courage and strength and bravery, and we can imprint that life onto their own so that they can walk out with their head held high and their shoulders back and, right, you know, empower themselves.
I think perception is so important. Your mindset is so important. And that's, it sounds like it's very healing when someone gets a regression done, that, like you said, it can help change their perception, and that your perception is everything.
Yes, because we each have our own, yeah. But that's just one part of it.
So I want to talk a little bit about the misconceptions around hypnosis, because I know when people ask me to refer them to someone that does hypnosis, there's always that fear behind it that either they can't be hypnotized because maybe they're too type A, or they are going to be controlled in some way, that it's mind control, that they won't have any control. So tell us a little bit about that so that people can relax. There's no mind control involved with hypnosis.
Yes, absolutely. I always tell my clients when they come in that they will definitely remember their session, that they are always in control, and then I'm truly just a tour guide for them. When you do hypnosis, it's truly just relaxing your body and your mind so that you can just allow spirit to work through. So I always say that half of your mind is going to be super relaxed and tranquil, and will hold the intent for whatever's in your highest best to come through, and just to trust and know if it's, it could be so random, like you could say, oh, I'm sensing or seeing a purple squirrel. Great, we're going to go with this purple squirrel because we don't know what the message is, but we know it's important. But the other half of your mind is going to be constantly analyzing everything you see, feel, or experience. And that's okay, that's normal. But the more you can just follow the journey, the more you'll get the messages and you'll be able to go. So no, definitely not going to control you. You're definitely 100% in charge. And I think for those that worry about not being able to do it, I think when you come in and you really set that intention and you've taken up, you know, your time and resources, and you're really trying to better yourself, you're going to focus. And I always tell people just to focus on my voice, and the more they can do that and just follow along, and we'll do a guided imagery. You know, I do also work with people in the beginning. We practice just real quickly before I actually do the real hypnosis, but we just see which way you best receive information, because some people are more visual or audio, or they just have a sense or a knowing. Mm-hmm. So I do run through a few things just to see what way you do receive information, and that way I can help just hold the space for you and make sure that you achieve the outcome that you're looking for. But I will say, people come in with a certain, like, I want to experience this and I want to be shown a past life. I feel like I'm connected to, you know, this country or this place or this era. And we'll set the intention to do that, but sometimes spirit knows what's best for you. And so you might go off in a whole nother different direction. So,
right.
But it's fun.
That is so interesting that you're going to get what you need.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, you've actually worked with me before when you were going through your certification process, and you're checking in constantly. You're making sure the person is properly going under and going where they need to go. And if they're not, then you rinse and repeat, so to speak. You're going to make sure, yes, that they get where they need to be before you start.
I do. I do check in at one point just to ask how relaxed you are. And then if, you know, based on what you answer, I know how to continue to go further. And,
right.
Yeah.
Fascinating. How do you prepare someone for a session? Do they need to do anything beforehand? You said setting intentions is kind of important.
Yes. Well, for those that have never done hypnosis or even meditation or a guided meditation, I do encourage them to try, you know, just, you know, go on YouTube, find a guided meditation that you can listen to and just start practicing. If you are concerned that, oh, you know, my mind's going to be wandering, I won't be able to focus. So, you know, you can prepare that way, do that a few times before coming in. But as far as the actual appointment, you know, definitely writing down your goals, what you want to see or how you want to feel afterwards. What is it mm-hmm. that you're looking to heal? And I mean, some people just come just to be open, just to experience the experience. They're just for right. fun, right? But others, you know, truly want, you know, more about their path in life. They want to, maybe someone wants to connect with a lost loved one. Others, you know, just looking for guidance. So it's, you can receive memories, guidance, knowledge, healings, and just be open. But I always just hold the intent, whatever's in your highest best.
Right.
And so I just trust.
So it obviously can help individuals with specific issues or challenges in their life. Like you said, if they're just feeling out of place or they don't know what their purpose is in life, it can really help uncover some of these things.
Absolutely. I tell people that it's that I am truly just a tour guide. My goal is to take you through the veil, so to speak, to the other side. I do kind of let you open the door and experience whatever happens when you first cross over. But if people are still struggling, I do guide them to what I call the Akashic Hall. And this is the library kind of on the other side where it holds all your Akashic records. And Akashic is truly just the blueprint of your soul. So it stores every life that you have lived, will lived, are living. They're in records. And then this beautiful hall on the other side, it's kind of like a library. So I can guide people straight there. And it's great because the library actually has librarians there that help you if you need it there too. But usually my clients are led and guided to the book or record that they're meant to open that day. And it's beautiful. And they can just jump right into a past life or even a future life or even open up their own book on their current life and they can start rewriting or just open up to a blank page and just start creating what they do want to manifest for their own life. So it's kind of neat.
It's really neat. Have you had any profound experiences like with clients that you can think of?
Always.
They're always.
Always. I always tell people, you can't scare me. I've seen it all. I feel like I've been all over the universe, different planets. I have just different things. I mean, I've had people remember not even being human. You know, whether it was, I had one lady go back to a life where she felt like she was a gorilla going through the jungle. And just the lessons and just the freedom of what she experienced in that life. And what's so cool, though, with any life that someone sees is that we always try to, at the end, tie it into their life, you know, their current life mm-hmm. as them now. And because all these lives are being lived at the same time, because there is no right time.
Which is really hard for anyone to put their head
it's
around.
Very hard. But when you can remember just this aspect of yourself in another place, another time, and whatever they're experiencing, when you heal that and remember that, you're healing yourself at the same time. It's just beautiful to tie it all together. So it's very profound for a lot of the clients. They walk away just completely shifted and healed in some aspect.
That's the whole point. I had a past life regression session with someone one time, and it was interesting because I was kind of wanting to break through the patterns in my current life. Like mm-hmm. I felt like there's this certain pattern in my life. I don't understand this. Went, got the past life regression and saw a different life that was 180 degrees from my current life. And it made me go, oh, I have had that life. This is not a pattern in this life. Mm-hmm. I have had that. So mm-hmm. it was kind of a releasing, very healing aspect.
You don't have to do that again.
Yeah, I don't need to repeat this pattern. I've had that life that I've desired before, and I can focus on other things now. Yeah, it's really interesting. Can you explain the process of past life regression hypnosis and how it differs from other forms of hypnosis? Like, I feel like past life regression is a totally different bag of chips than going to a hypnotist to stop smoking.
Yes. Sometimes we'll get those phone calls. Can you help me, you know, lose weight or stop smoking? I'm like, that's not what I do.
Right.
That's not me. I am always surprised, though, because, yes, I always assume that we're going to go travel and do a past life. And then I do get shocked when people actually just go into their own childhood past.
Right.
And I thought, oh, gosh, I don't know if I'll be able to really help guide them through those. But I'm grateful for my own experiences in my own sessions of hypnotherapy, mm-hmm. that I am able to help them heal that inner child or just release or let go of something maybe that hurt them or even just a misunderstanding. Like if someone always felt like their mom didn't care about them or didn't love them enough or they had a rough childhood because of this, they can go back in a sense. But this time they go back observing their life and realizing, oh, my mom was so overwhelmed and my mom was this and that's why she wasn't always there for me or always loving. They get this higher perspective.
Mm-hmm. Empathy.
Yeah, and they get to see why this happened and that happened and then they have a more understanding and mm-hmm. it's very healing for them. Or even just like I had one lady that was adopted and she literally went back to being born with her real mom and feeling that, you know, like she always felt like her mom didn't want her or, you know, wasn't loved, and so she had that abandonment, rejection.
Right.
And when she went back, we saw her life and we saw her being born and her being taken away from her mom and no one really loving on her and this and that. But I asked her to do it again. We took her back, and this time when we did it the second time, I said, I want you to see everything on the other side as well. I want you to see the angels and your guides that were there for you. And when she did it again and then could see that all these guides and angels were clapping and so excited for her to be born and how loved she was and how proud, and it changed her whole direction of being adopted and given away.
That's
she realized.
So beautiful. It was a total perception change.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah, so I'm always surprised when we actually go back to their own childhood life and not necessarily past life. But I feel like I hold space for people, and I always say that you're doing the work. I'm just holding the space for you, and I'm just trying to guide you the best way I can. And I'm always shocked, though. I just trust whatever direction or words that I say to help them get to one phase to the next. I'm just grateful that my guys are working through me to say the right things.
I love it. You're absolutely living your purpose. You found your purpose in life, and
yay.
It feels so good. I mean, that's a lot. That's a struggle for a lot of people, because I don't think you're truly fulfilled until you find your purpose.
Yes. So that is great to be able to help people, because I think that is a common one. People want to know their life path, their purpose in life. And so, you know, like me, I didn't always get the answer straightforward. You know, I get little pieces and breadcrumbs. But that's the one thing, is that I want to teach people when I do the session, and at the very end, when I start to bring them back out, I emphasize that these doors will be kept open, that they can come back to the space that we were in, that you know how to do it. You just follow the breathing, you follow the light, and you can find your way back, and that you don't need me. Mm-hmm. You can do this on your own. I always found it helpful to have somebody hold the space, though, for me.
Yeah.
It seems to be easier. But with practice, you can definitely do it on your own. And you can go back and explore your own past lives, or if we get you connected with one of your spirit guides, then great, you've got this guide that now you can call on and ask. And whether it's journaling or meditating or whatever it is, know that you're going to receive those answers. And that's what I try to reassure the clients, that more and more will be revealed to them after they leave.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. They're always there.
That is awesome. Tell us where people can find you, whether it's your website or they can book through Alara, which is where you see clients in person.
Yes. You can go to my website. It's called soulillumination.net. It will list the different type of opportunities that you can experience while doing a hypnosis with me. And I'll tell you a little bit more how to be prepared and what actually happens during the session. And I do all of my healings out of Alara International. So wellness center that I've worked at for 18 years, over wow. 18 years now. But we are a full day spa, boutique, and a yoga studio.
Very good. And tell me, how booked out are you? Is it pretty easy to get a session with you?
Yeah, so I do work full time, you know, as a managing Alara, but I see clients after 5, and then I'm off Wednesdays and Sundays, and so I can do Wednesday and Sunday mornings as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. This has been fun.
Thank you.
I always love spending time with my BFF, so this has been a good time. And thank you so much for helping everybody understand what past life regression is and bust through some of the misconceptions, because I think it's a very healing, very interesting modality.
Thank you. It is. And I am so proud of you for doing this and following your journey and having so much fun with these podcasts. So congrats.
Thank you so much. I'm having a blast and so thankful to bring such great information to the public. So thanks again for recording with me today.
Thank you for joining us on another enriching episode of Soul Wellness with Kristen. We hope the insights shared today have resonated with you, inspiring a deeper connection to your own journey towards holistic well-being. If you enjoyed today's episode, we invite you to subscribe, share, and reach out. Your feedback fuels our mission to bring you meaningful content that educates, empowers, and uplifts. Remember, you are a vital part of this community, and together, we're creating a ripple effect of positive change.